Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. My guest today is Lieutenant Shane Cox of the Pella Police Department. All right, Shane, so it is time for RAGBRAI to come through town, and I know you along with the rest of the city are very excited about this. Let's just start with a couple of key things to remind people of. Let's start with just being kind and patient and friendly to our new visitors.
I think it's very important. Something like RAGBRAI comes through town. They bring money to local businesses and vendors and that type of stuff. So we need to show the Pella hospitality that we do during tulip time. It's going to be very busy in town with they're estimating 10,000 to 15,000 bicyclists. Pella is also a meeting town, which means that along with the bicycles, their team buses are allowed to come into Pella also. So we're looking at 10,000 to 15,000 bicyclists plus roughly 1,500 school bus type vehicles coming into town.
And you mentioned tulip time in a brief conversation with you before we went on. You basically said it's going to be similar to tulip time in some of the areas, but then there's going to be an extended portion of town that will have limited access.
Yes, the downtown area will be very similar to tulip time as far as street closures and that type of stuff. All of the events are centrally located around the square. So Franklin Street, Main Street from the police department to Washington Street, Broadway Street from Liberty to Washington Street. Those types of streets will be closed down just like during tulip time. On the other side of that coin is the actual bike route that the bicyclists will be using once they hit the city limits and once they go out the city limits. They will come in on Idaho Drive, which is from the dam, from T-15. They'll come in on Idaho Drive, which turns into University Street. They'll take that to Broadway Street, and then they'll turn left and go north on Broadway past Central College up to the square, so up to the post office area. From that, that's where all the events going on. When they choose to leave town, they'll use Main Street south past the police department and the fire station to Oskaloosa Street down by Pella Corporation's headquarters. They'll go east on Oskaloosa Street to Clark Street, which is right there at Casey's, and they'll turn right and take South Clark Street out of town, which turns into the elevator road, and that's the route that they'll take through town.
All right, so remind people of the time frame when we should be expecting people to roll into town and then roll back out.
RAGBRAI time is 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and what RAGBRAI says is that they don't encourage riders to ride before 6 a.m. because of light conditions and those types of things, and they would like those riders to be in the next stay over town, which is Oskaloosa, by 6 o'clock p.m. So we can, the police department staff, we're starting, I actually have guys coming in at 5 o'clock a.m. Thursday morning to get started. We're going to start directing traffic at 6 a.m., and we'll go until 2. RAGBRAI has given the city of Pella a 2 o'clock deadline as far as the bikes should be out of Pella by 2 o'clock p.m. in order to make it to Oskaloosa by 6. That means all of the food vendors, you know, all the stuff that we have going on is going to be shut down by 2 o'clock in the afternoon so that we can get the bicyclists out of town. But roughly from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. is when our busy time is going to be.
All right, again, I'm here with Lieutenant Shane Cox for our Let's Talk Pella because RAGBRAI is just 48 hours or so away at this point by the time you're hearing this. You kind of touched on some road closures. Let's go through them again more in depth, and I will put these up on our website, kniacareless.com. Shane, what do we have to look out for as far as closures?
In the downtown area, like I said, much like tulip time, street closures are at 5 p.m. on Tuesday, July 23rd. We will be closing off parking spaces on the north side of Franklin Street in the 700 block. So on the south side of the Central Park, the north parking spaces against the park will be shut down so that we can move vendors in. Wednesday, the 24th at 1 p.m., we'll be closing the 800 block of Broadway Street, which is right in front of City Hall, and the 800 block of Main Street, which is the other side, the east side of the square. And that is so that we can move in some other, we have a zip line coming, we have some parking for the bicycles, that type of stuff we're going to get set up. There's also going to be some parking spaces blocked off at 1 p.m., starting at 1 p.m. on Wednesday on Main Street and on Broadway Street. Those will be blocked off with cones. That's so that we can move in the portalettes and water bottle filling stations, those types of things. And then on Thursday, the 25th at 3 o'clock a.m., Franklin Street from Broadway Street to East 2nd Street will be closed. The 700 block of Broadway and Main, so right here just up from the police department and then over south of the post office. Also, the 700 blocks of Liberty, Union, Independence, Peace, and University streets will be closed. So what that means is there will be barricades on both ends of the 700 block of those streets that I just mentioned, so that we don't have vehicle traffic moving between the two route streets for the bicycles. Really, as far as being a pass-through town, we've spent the last roughly 4 months planning for this, and a lot of meetings and a lot of work has gone into making this a safe event. My only concern really is just the amount of traffic that we're going to see that we're not used to. I've been telling everybody it's only 8 hours, so we'll make the best of it. You know, some people are probably going to run into some problems that they're not used to, you know, on their drive to work or wherever they're trying to get to. But if we all use a little bit of patience, then we should be able to get through it just fine.
This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Again, special thanks to Lieutenant Shane Cox of the Pella Police Department. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official weather eye meteorologist forecast is next.